The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Neil Clinic Chiropractor.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pensacola's expert panel, Pep Talk, and feeling good with Dr. Ben McMillian with the Neil Clinic. How you doing, Ben?
Oh, I'm doing great this morning. Always good when we get to start the morning with little James Brown. That's a great way to start the morning.
One of my favorites all time.
Well, like Meg said, my name is Dr. Ben McMillian. I'm a chiropractor, and I'm the owner of the Neil Clinic located on Creighton Road. If you've ever wondered, you know, what exactly is happening during a chiropractic adjustment, or maybe if the idea of even like getting your neck or your back cracked makes you nervous, today's show is for you. I'm going to break down kind of the difference between the traditional hands-on manual adjustments and a gentler instrument-assisted technique that we use at the Neil Clinic, so you can feel kind of confident and informed about your care. I also want to talk a little bit this morning about how some specific stretches and exercises can really help your body recover from injuries faster and prevent future pain. All in just like a few minutes a day. This isn't some long exercise program I'm trying to get you started on. So whether you're dealing with back pain or recovering from a car accident or you just want to move better, pay attention to today. I've got some good stuff in here for you. But first, if you're listening this morning and you've got a chiropractic question that you've always wanted an answer to, I've got some good news for you. Now is your opportunity. If you text in those questions to us today while I'm on the air, I'll get to as many of those as I can. Meg, what's the number they can send those questions into?
You can text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. He would love to answer your questions, and this is the time to do it.
Yeah, I always love getting to some of these things. All right, so let's get into it. One of the most common questions and I guess things that I discuss during the consultation with patients is people are nervous about getting adjusted. And so we start talking about the difference or how those chiropractic adjustments work. And, you know, is there anything else? I'm nervous about getting my neck cracked. And we start talking about instrument assisted adjusting. And then the question inevitably comes up, well, what's the difference between this manual adjustment and the instrument assisted adjustment? Is one better than the other? You know, why would I choose one versus the other? And that's such a good question. So that's what I wanted to kind of start with this morning. So manual adjustments is the kind of chiropractic adjustment that most people associate with chiropractic care. It involves this precise hands-on thrust to the spine, and it's a quick a movement with my hands through the joint space. And sometimes you're going to hear that classic, you know, popping sound. And that sound is just gas releasing from a joint, kind of like cracking your knuckles. It's completely normal. It's not harmful. You're not snapping the bones or anything. It's just gas releasing. There's fluid built up in this liquid that's in the joints. As you alleviate some of the pressure, the gas escapes. It's kind of like the gas escaping from like if you have a bottle of Coca-Cola from the gas station and you look at the bottle, you don't see any bubbles in there. But when you twist the cap off and you release that pressure, the bubbles expand out of the gas. Well, the same thing happens when you move the joints. Again, it's normal. It's not harmful. And these adjustments are highly effective at restoring motion in those restricted spinal joints and alleviating pressure on the nerves and the muscles in that surrounding area. Now, again, that might cause a little anxiety. Patients might be a little nervous. They've seen videos of this stuff. They've all seen James Bond movies where they kind of get the neck twisted and the person right. collapses. And that's in the movies. That's not really something that happens. But for those patients that are anxious about twisting or popping, or some people with like more delicate health situations, people with osteoporosis or that are in really, really bad pain, or even just people that have a very stiff neck. If your neck is really inflamed and irritated, we can't even move it into the positions I would need to do that manual adjustment. We offer instrument-assisted adjusting using this handheld device called the activator. It delivers a gentle, targeted impulse to this specific spinal segment that needs correction. There's no cracking, there's no twisting. It's very little discomfort. And that's because the surface area of the instrument is a lot smaller than the surface area of my hand that I have to apply the thrust through. So I don't have to move as many joints at once. It's not as much force because I don't have to override the muscles. You just stay completely flat. You're not twisted. And you're typically not as, you know, not as anxious about that. A lot of times when people get anxious, those muscles tighten up and they kind of fight me. So again, this force is highly controlled and it's fast. That's a big part of it. They designed the activator to be very fast. So fast that the muscles don't really even have time to react before I do it, which makes it really effective at realigning the spine without adding any strain to the muscles in those areas. And here's the thing. Both methods are supported by clinical research. You know, you've probably heard me on this show enough times to know how much I really enjoy digging into that research behind these things. With my background in biology, reading these scientific papers is just something that I really still enjoy. But the studies on this stuff have shown that both the manual adjustments and the instrument-assisted techniques are effective at improving spinal function, reducing pain, and restoring that range of motion. And the even better news, one isn't necessarily better than the other. The right choice really depends on your body, your condition, and your comfort level.
Okay, we do have a question from one of our listeners, Dr. Ben. We have a question that says, are x-rays taken before any adjustments?
Sure. The question, or I get that one a lot too. Are we going to have an x-ray today? I do my consultations in what's the x-ray exam room. The clinical guidelines are kind of what doctors are recommended to follow based on all this research. So the when you go in and you have these complaints, whether it's a cold for your primary care, or the flu, or for chiropractors, back pain or something, there's these clinical compass guidelines that guide what the exam procedure is, right? You wouldn't expect to go in with a headache and take an x-ray of your knee, right? That would not make sense. So when you come in with back pain, there's a few criteria that we look at to say, hey, is this something I need to take an x-ray for? If you come in and say, hey, my back's been hurting, I've just been sitting at my desk the last few years and it's kind of slowly gotten worse and worse over time, we don't need an x-ray on day one. I'm not worried that you fractured one of your vertebrae and I'm dealing with a fracture in the spine that I could make a whole lot worse if I start moving that broken bone around. If you come into my clinic and tell me you've got back pain because you fell off your roof, yeah, you're going to get an x-ray before we do anything because I need to make sure that I'm not going to make these conditions worse, that I'm not dealing with a fracture. And of course, there's a hundred other things that might cause me to want to get an x-ray first. You can get bone infections. If it's very red and inflamed and you tell me you've got fever, there's a lot of variables that go into it. I'd say most of the patients do not require x-rays prior to getting adjustments. It's not necessary. You know, we're exposing you to radiation unnecessarily so because it's not really going to change the treatment plan. We can diagnose the range based on the range of motion and your symptoms if we're seeing some joint alignment issues or malalignment, I guess. So the x-rays aren't always necessary is kind of the answer to that.
Great question. If you have a question for Dr. Ben McMillian with Neil Clinic, just text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk Pensacola's expert panel. And you can also hear this recording on our website after we get done. Every time he's been on the show, we recorded and put the podcast there. So you can go to newsradio923.com, click on podcast, click on Pensacola Expert Panel, click on Neil Clinic, and he has so much great advice every week. You really do come prepared, and you have so much interesting information. So if you're in your car and you're thinking, gosh, what did he say? You can always go back and listen to it.
It's great. I love doing these shows. I really appreciate you guys having me up here. So back to kind of the difference between instrument-assisted and manual adjustments. Like, how do I pick if the patient comes in and doesn't really say how, you know, what would lead me to do one versus the other? And again, the studies on this stuff found there's no difference in outcomes between manual adjustments or instrument-assisted adjustments for chronic back pain. Both patient groups improved with either method. So at the Neil Clinic, we always start with this exam to determine what's going on and what I think is going to work best for you. Some patients prefer those classic manual adjustments. You know, they tell me, hey, when I twist and bend or my back pops, I get a lot of relief. Well, those guys, yeah, absolutely. If there's no reason that we can't do the manual adjustments, if they haven't had spinal fusions, if they are not osteoporotic, yeah, we'll definitely do the manual adjusting there. Others prefer the activator method. Others have said, hey, I've tried those manual adjustments in the past, and it really just kind of irritates my back. I leave in worse pain, and that's not our goal. We're trying to improve range of motion. I'm trying to get you out of pain. again, my goal is always to help move your spine, move the way it was designed to, as safe, as gently, and as effectively as I can. And remember, the restoring the proper motion to a joint isn't always about pain. Sometimes it's not going to be painful. You just won't have the range of motion in one direction more than the other. And a lot of people aren't even aware of this. As we're going through that examination process and I have them bend and twist, they'll say, hey, I feel like I can't move my head to the left as far as I can to the right. And I say, yeah, you're absolutely right. I said, I didn't notice that before. That happens so frequently. But moving those joints, it can also improve the nerve communication. It can reduce that inflammatory response. And it really helps your body heal from the inside out. That's a big thing that we really try and educate patients on. Again, so whether it's like your neck pain, headaches, lower back discomfort, stiffness, even people recovering from car accidents, we have a method that will fit you. You know, a lot of times people right after a car accident, their neck really hurts. They're not, maybe they've had chiropractic care in the past, but they're very nervous about having their neck popped. We've got an alternative method that is very effective as getting that range of motion restored. It's not going to cause extra discomfort. So if you've been holding off on getting help because you're really unsure about that cracking or because you've had a bad experience in the past, come and talk to us. There's a gentle, proven way to get your spine back on track. And again, that's why I love doing this radio show. It really gives me that opportunity to educate people that may have been looking for a way to help their back or neck pain. And they've considered going to a chiropractor, but they're just unaware there was an alternative to those traditional manual adjustments.
We have another question. So
let's do it.
All right. We have another question for Dr. Ben McMillan with Neil Clinic. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620. I keep waking up with neck pain. Do you have a pillow that you recommend? That's an interesting
question. These are two of like the most frequent. Yeah, this is funny that this happened this morning. Yes and no. So I don't specifically have one brand of pillow that's going to work 100% of the time for 100% of the patients. It's more of a concept behind how I want you to sleep. And the concept behind sleeping positions from a chiropractic standpoint is to keep your spine in a neutral position for hopefully as long as possible. So there's three positions that you can sleep in. There may be others. I don't know what they are, and you know, unless you're a vampire and sleeping upside down. But it should be sleeping on your back, sleeping on your stomach, or sleeping on your side, right? Those are the traditional three. Stomach sleeping is a no-no. You should not be sleeping on your stomach because unless you're sleeping on a massage table or a chiropractic table that's got that cutout for your face so you can breathe, you've got to rotate your neck left, right, or look straight ahead to breathe. That's going to cause some issues. So we're not even going to talk about that. Don't sleep on your stomach. If you sleep on your back or you sleep on your side, you really need two different pillows for those positions because if you're sleeping on your back, you want a thin pillow that's got a little support for your neck and a little indentation for your head. You don't want one of those big, thick pillows that are really, really dense where it's going to kind of bring your chin to your chest, almost like you're looking down and sleeping in that flexed forward position. That's going to cause some issues over time. Whereas when you are sleeping on your side, you want the pillow to be the distance between your shoulder and your ear after that pillow is compressed. So if you've got one of those really fluffy pillows that as soon as you put your head down into it, just sinks way in and it's almost flat on the bed, that's not going to support it. Then you're kind of sleeping in what's called lateral flexion, like as your ear goes towards your shoulder. And that's not a neutral spine. Yeah, Meg's doing it right now.
I'm just practicing.
And right,
here.
So you're going to want a thicker, denser pillow if you are a side sleeper, which would not be ideal for you if you're sleeping on your back.
Does it matter because you have a choice between foam or feathers? Or
that's
just
a personal
fluffy
preference. I personally don't like the really thick foam pillows. I'm a side sleeper. Sleeping on your back is really the best way to sleep because the rest of the spine can stay in a neutral position. As a side sleeper, I have to put a pillow between my knees. I keep one between my arms to help keep my hips and my lower back aligned. And same thing with the arms, kind of like an armrest for the bed. So instead of draping that top arm over onto the bed and kind of rotating my upper back all night, I have that pillow in front of me and I prop my arm up. It's this dance I do from the left side to the right side. I roll these pillows around. Sometimes I wake up and they're not there. I just try and reposition them as I can. But it's kind of the concept behind that. So if you go shopping for pillows, they'll actually have cervical pillows or back sleeping pillows or side sleeping pillows. And that's how they're designed. You've probably seen one of those like wave looking pillows that has like a little indentation.
I've seen that, yeah.
Those are the ones for people to sleep on their back where you kind of have that indentation for your head and it'll give your neck some support. But again, if you've got really, really broad, wide shoulders, you're going to need a completely different pillow than if you're a very petite female that's, even if you're in the same position, like everybody's shaped a little different in different sizes. So it's not this brand is the best. It's the concept and trying to find, it really is a Goldilocks situation is what I tell people. Find the one that works for you. Go to a mattress store, look at a couple different pillows about how they feel, like lay down on one in the mattress. They'll let you do that. Take them for a test drive. That will really help.
Great question. And if you have a question for Dr. Ben McMilling, just text it in, 850-437-1620.
I actually had a funny interaction this week. I saw, I had a new patient come in after a car accident. He was filling out his paperwork, and I could tell this was a pretty big kid. And he was probably 6'5", over 250 pounds.
Yes.
And as I was talking to him, he was a collegiate football player, right? This guy's on the offensive line. He's a big guy. And, you know, he said after the accident, he didn't really think he had too many symptoms. He, you know, he's used to playing football, kind of getting banged around. But after a few days, he really began to have a little bit more discomfort in his neck and then in his lower back. And he told me he wasn't really too sure about going to the chiropractor because he was so nervous about having his neck and his back popped. So during the consultation, I showed him the activator, and he was a little skeptical initially, but he wanted to give it a try because, again, he was in pain, and he said, I'll try anything to get me out of this. So even after just two treatments with this, he's already just starting to feel relief. You know, when I start talking about instrument-assisted adjusting, and I show people this activator, they're like, you know, can this thing really move my joints? And these instruments are so effective on a variety of different body types because I'm able to adjust how much force is behind that thrust, as well as the ability to be very precise with where I use it. You know, at the Neil Clinic, with this activator method of adjusting, I'm able to adjust patients that have even had spinal fusions, you know, because of how precise and how controlled that force is with the activator. And these are patients that, you know, they may not be able to get manual adjustments near those fusions, and they may have thought they were never able to go to the chiropractor again. But we're able to help those people using this activator method of adjusting. Now, it's not just the adjustments that we're using at the Neil Clinic that help people like this football player recover from his injuries. We use different therapy modalities to help reduce pain and inflammation around those affected joints. Things like interferential therapy, ice packs. I've talked a lot about that class 4 laser that we get great results with. And that's really the whole concept behind the chiropractic model at the Neil Clinic. If I can get your joints moving properly and relieve some pressure from any nerve impingement using that joint manipulation, then we can use therapies to reduce the pain and inflammation. Well, you're going to feel a whole lot better. Then as you continue to recover, we'll teach you some specific stretches and exercises to help in that recovery. So that's kind of what I want to talk about next, is something that's just as important as that chiropractic adjustment, and that's really what you're doing between the visits to help keep your body healing and prevent that pain from just coming back over and over again. So if you're recovering from a joint injury, a pulled muscle, or even like the patient that came in with the whiplash injury from the car accident, there are specific stretches and exercises that are going to play a major role in your recovery. And here's why. After an injury, the muscles around that joint often tighten up to kind of protect that area. It's this natural guarding response, which makes sense in the short term, but over time, what can happen is that tension can lead to more stiffness, limited range of motion, and eventually is going to cause pain down the line. And without the movement, the joint becomes less nourished and slower to heal. Those tight muscles restrict some of those small blood capillaries from getting the nourishment, from getting the blood flow to those joints, which is necessary to help reduce that inflammatory response. And that's really where these targeted stretches come in. And we teach patients how to gently lengthen those tight muscles and improve flexibility without overdoing it. And that's the key. You know, I have people come in, everybody does, right? We've got Dr. Google in our pockets now. Everybody's going to look up neck stretches or stretches or exercises to help my back pain. You're going to get a million different results. Trust me, I know all of the stretches and exercises for your neck and for your back. I'll teach you the right ones to do. When you look this stuff up, you don't know what the condition is or your specific area of irritation in that spine. There are some that will probably help you, but on that same list, there's probably some that could make this thing a whole lot worse. That's why I always recommend talking to a professional about, hey, should I be doing this before you do something and make it a whole lot worse? I see that once a week. Somebody says, oh, I saw this stretch on exercise or online. I tried it. And it really hurt my back. And I said, it did. I told you at the beginning, and the timing's important as well, right? I wouldn't want you to start this day one right after the accident. The timing of these is also important. So for example, if someone has that neck injury, we're going to start you with like light range of motion stretches, nothing intense, just small guided movements that help restore mobility and reduce that kind of locked up feeling. Then as that healing progresses, we're going to layer in some strengthening exercises to support the joint. These exercises are designed to wake up those stabilizing muscles that help control that joint movement. It's kind of like, think about reinforcing the foundation of a house. You know, once the pain is managed now and the structure is realigned, now we want to support that joint to make sure it stays there and gets stronger over time. And the best part about this stuff is you don't need to spend hours in a gym. I'm not trying to turn you into Arnold Schwarzenegger with these things. I need 5 to 10 minutes a day, but they're really customized to your condition, your fitness level, and that stage of recovery. Again, because the exercises that I would show your grandmother are going to be significantly different from the exercises that I need to show that football player. It makes sense, right? Like not all the exercises would be the same. At the Neil Clinic, we believe that active recovery is just as important as that passive treatment. And that's why we kind of coach our patients through this process and give them the tools that they can use at home for some of these things. So the progress you make in the clinic is going to keep going between those visits because you're, you know, as great as it is to have you into the clinic, you're not going to be there every day for 6 hours, 8 hours a day. You're going to spend a lot of time out of the clinic and educating you all about those sleeping positions. I talk about that to all my patients, how to use the ice pack, how often to use it. I spend a lot of time with patients going through the specific acts of daily living that seem to bother them, right? Some people really have a hard time getting in and out of a car, or getting in and out of bed causes pain for a lot of people. Well, there's about 2 minutes of stretches and exercises you can do in your bed before you even get out of bed that are going to make your back a whole lot more comfortable. I use the example of dogs all the time. You have any pets?
I did. I had a little dog that passed a few years ago, but I love dogs.
Do you remember when they would like wake up from a nap, they kind of do that stretch
and
move their, right?
Yeah.
Did you have to teach your dog how to do that? Do you have to train him?
No.
No, right? Dogs and animals just instinctively know we've been laying down for a while. I should probably stretch and start to move before I get up and just start running. We don't do that as people, right? We hear that alarm clock go up. We just think we got to spring up and
jump out of bed.
Well, if you stretch before you get out of bed, it kind of tells those muscles and those joints that have been laying still for the last, hopefully, 6 to 8 hours, it's time to wake up, kind of get that fluid moving, get the joints lubricated, and you're not going to be nearly as stiff. You're not going to undo 5 years of back stiffness with 30 seconds of stretching in bed once in the morning. If you add this to part of your routine, you'll notice that those mornings get a little better over time. Again, so if you've had that nagging injury or you're recovering from an accident and you want to feel that confidence moving again, it's that right combination of chiropractic care, stretches, and exercises that really does make all the difference in the way that our patients recover. Healing doesn't stop when you leave our office. It's something we build into your life really every day. And that's kind of the key behind this stuff. Again, the chiropractic model of get the joints moving, reduce the inflammation and the pain, and then teach you how to kind of take care of this stuff with exercises that you can do at home, stretches that you can start to do, really does do a world of difference for those patients. And they love being able to kind of take control of their health and their care because, you know, they want to feel like they have the power to help with this stuff and that they don't have to just come into the clinic and ask a question every single time. We try and front load some of that stuff. Meg's giving me that sign that I'm almost out of time again this morning. I want to thank you for having me on. This is always so fun. Thank you guys that texted in with those questions. It's always fun getting you guys involved with the show as well.
Well, I could listen to you all day. You have the most relaxing voice. So if that's any indication of how it is to come into your office, I think it would be great.
Again, my name is Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neil Clinic. We're located on Creighton Road, right across the street from the Walmart. If you want to get my opinion on whether your case could be helped through chiropractic care, give us a call. Our phone number is 850-479-2700. Tell Janet that you want to schedule your consultation with Dr. McMillan. You can also schedule online at neilclinic.com, NEALclinic.com. Get on there. You can fill out all the paperwork, add your insurance information. Have a great time. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you so much. So much great information. And again, what's that website one more time?
NealClinic.com. Okay. NEALClinic.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Ben McMillian with Neal Clinic. We really appreciate you being here. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel.